Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial hour of your life.
Yeah!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing!
Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries.
Absolutely
nothing!
Say it again, y'all!
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, direct from the greatest city on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, libertarian, conservative, anti-tax warrior in America, Wayne Allyn Root.
I said war!
Megan Barth on 790 Talk Now. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root today. So happy to be here. Third time, I hope, is the charm. And I've got Katie Grimes on the line. If you missed it, we just talked about the gun control laws and the bevy of them that are in California to the point, you know, they started with something small. And this is what progressives do. They start with something small like background checks. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you've got the Ninth Circus Court in California redefining what the word bear arms or the sentence bear arms means. That's what happened, folks. This is what progressivism is until it's complete totalitarianism. That's the history of their progress. So the next topic, you know, and I got Katie on. Thank you, Katie, for staying for another segment with me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Because I always watch California because, like I said, I lived there for half my life. And then I'm a California refugee. I finally escaped the totalitarian stronghold and fled here. So I always pay attention. And the reason why I fled here, for the listeners, in case you don't know, is because when I found out that there was a bill stalled in the legislature to allow illegal aliens the right to vote, I knew that my vote no longer counted. Because it wasn't just stalled. It was just basically, well, it was stalled on a technicality, but that was going to be the will. Okay, that's what happened. And so all of a sudden, they're going to give illegal aliens driver's licenses. So now they all have driver's licenses. And oh, guess what? Now everyone that has a driver's license can vote. Oh, isn't that convenient? So I watch California like a hawk, and something caught my eyes the other day. So I sent it over to Katie, and I said, what the heck is going on here, Katie? And why don't you tell us, what is it? This month is Muslim Appreciation Month in California, or what's going on there?
Yeah, well, our legislature, actually our assembly, state assembly, just passed a House resolution called Muslim Appreciation and Awareness Month. And specifically, the resolution finds that freedom of religion holds distinction as a cherished right. And so we're going to celebrate Islam in California. At the same time, they are attacking faith-based education. We've got a bill also in the legislature that is trying to eliminate the current religious exemption that faith-based colleges and universities have to allow them to teach in ways that are consistent with their religious tenets. So in California, that would be transgender bathrooms, gay education, you know, the list is long and mighty. So we're going to celebrate Muslimism, Islam, mm-hmm. and we're going to celebrate the 240 mosques in California and celebrate individual religious freedoms. This is all out of the resolution that I'm reading right now.
Oh, you've got it.
We have 240 mosques in California, more than any other state in the nation. And because since 2001, Muslims in California have, quote, been forced to endure harassment, assault, and discrimination, Assemblyman Bill Quirk, a Democrat from the San Francisco Bay Area,
imagine
surprise,
that.
Surprise, yes, was approached by the Council on American Islamic Relations, known as CARE, and deemed a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates, and asked to do this. And so he did, and the Assembly passed it.
So we can have Muslim Appreciation and Awareness Month, but we can't have Christian Appreciation and Awareness Month. Is that what I'm
no,
getting? Right.
That's exactly it.
Right.
Now, let me give you a couple of numbers here. in 1 month in the world. So we've got Muslim Appreciation Month. So what happened in 1 month in the world? 144 Islamic attacks in 21 countries in which 1,163 people were killed, slaughtered, and 1,787 were injured.
Oh, so are we going to be handing
one
out...
month.
1 month. So that's the month. Oh, okay. Now, were Christians going around, and did you find any Christian statistics on any terrorist attacks or beheadings, drowning people in a cage, setting them on fire? Have you heard any Christians doing that?
No. The Methodists and the Presbyterians are pretty
quiet. They're a little quiet these days, huh? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, what's interesting about this, and here is the incrementalism, here is what I've been talking about. They're going through the education system, right? Isn't that where this is starting?
It always starts with a resolution in the California legislature, and then pretty soon it makes its way into the education code. And so you're absolutely right. This
is how they do it. So we are going to raise a bunch of dhimmis. And for those who do not know what dhimmi is, it's D-H-I-M-M-I. You can look it up. I'm not going to tell you what it is. My grandpa used to say, if you want to know what something means, go grab the encyclopedia.
Good man.
So now we've got Muslim Appreciation Month. You know, I got involved in politics in California, and I was actually asked to run. I don't know if you know this, Katie. I was asked to run for mayor of Irvine. Did you ever know that?
You did tell me that.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I kicked the tires. You know, I did the exploratory committee. I was approached by two separate city council members, and they wanted me to run against a Larry Agron shill. And Larry Agron actually ran for president.
How many times? How many times?
Yeah. And his liberal progressive stranglehold was 30 years on Irvine, and we finally kicked that you-know-what out. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to be a part of that movement. But so I had to go around and figure out, you know, Irvine's a pretty big place. I didn't realize how big it was. And I found out that there were 80 mosques in Irvine. 80.
Ooh.
80.
Wow.
80.
Wow.
That's just in Irvine.
Wow.
And you know, this brings me to my point, you know, and it'll be a good segue, you know, into our after this next break. For the listeners, and Katie, please, you know, tune in if you'd like. But there has been a whitewashing of Islamic terror since Barack Obama has been our commander in chief, and it's spread like a virus throughout every administration. And we're seeing this now in California, by where now we have to make special accommodations for a certain quote unquote religion. But not others.
That's exactly it. In fact, what we've seen, and we've really seen it in California, is this constant erosion of anything Christian or Jewish.
Right.
Constant. Do you know, since Barack Obama's been in office, we've had 25 Islamic terror attacks on U.S. soil?
Is that right?
25. Yes.
But the terrorists are on terrorists are on the run. The ISIS is a JV team. They're contained.
Right. Right. And in this resolution, there isn't a single mention of the Barbary Wars, if we're going to talk history. I mean, these people are not just rewriting history, they're whitewashing it, and they're just lying. I mean, these are just a bunch of liars. And you can count on an upcoming article from me on this.
Awesome. I'm going to look forward to it. And Reagan Baby is going to look forward to it. You've done some great work, and I really appreciate it. One more point is we have to understand that Islam is a political ideology. It's a political theology, rather.
Yes.
And it is governed by law, which is Sharia law. So we really, I mean, this is what the progressives want to do. They want to treat it as a religion.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, it's a political construct. Isn't it right? I mean, that's really what it is.
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
And so they are changing. Yes. Yeah. So now freedom of religion is just freedom of a political construct that calls for the conquest of Western civilization.
Yes. And it was radical Muslims who launched the war on terror. So for modern day.
Right. I understand. Not every Muslim is a terrorist, but every terrorist seems to be a Muslim, right? I mean,
that's exactly it.
Right. And so, and this is why Donald Trump hit it out of the park when he first came out on that stage and announced, and he started talking about immigration. Because our open borders, just like it's killed California, I mean, you've got how many sanctuary cities in California now?
Oh, my God. I've lost count.
Yeah, probably more than mosques, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
Right. And so, you know, they're giving safe harbor to terrorists. They're giving safe harbor to illegals who murder the gal like Kate Steinle up in San Francisco. And instead of reversing the policy on sanctuary cities, which have allowed these people to hide in the shadows, as they like to say, they're actually expanding sanctuary cities in San Francisco, or at least the policy thereof, in response to Kate Steinle's murder.
Yes.
And they are protecting now a whole religion as long as you're wearing a headscarf or a burqa.
That's exactly it.
Unbelievable.
That is, welcome to California, Stan.
And you know what? Welcome to California, Stan. But folks, if you're listening, as goes California, so does the rest of the country. And this is why I continue to fight. So thanks, Katie.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Megan.
I appreciate it. You're listening to Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
Back in the 1960s, he was originally a sergeant.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
My husband got sick. They sent him up to the VA hospital.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House, a safe, free place to stay, steps away from their loved one's hospital room.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allen Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You always hear me endorsing sexy products, products that can make you a fortune. Well, now I'm endorsing the least sexy product on earth, janitorial and paper goods supplies. These products aren't sexy, but everyone needs them. And everyone needs BT Supplies West. My great friend Steven built his tiny business into a multi-million dollar East Coast industry leader. Now he's opened BT Supplies West right here in Vegas to provide every businessman and woman in Vegas with options. The best price by far, the best customer service by far. They guarantee double-digit savings for your business, any business, large or small. They supply them all. BT Supplies West is brand new in town, and already they've landed the accounts at most of the billion-dollar strip resort casinos. The biggest brand names in the Vegas casino business are now using BT Supplies West. What are you waiting for? I tried them out at all my businesses. They cut my bill dramatically. The lowest prices for the best quality products ever. BT guarantees double-digit savings, and they delivered. I'm hooked. See for yourself. Call 702-OPTIONS. That's 702-OPTIONS. 702-678-4667. Mention Wayne Allen Root, and you'll get 10% off your first order. That's 702-OPTIONS.
Money is a big part of our lives. You know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And you're back with Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root, 790 Talk Now. I just got off the phone with Katie Grimes talking about how progressivism or liberalism is incrementalism and how they chip away at our inalienable rights in order to transfer those rights to a government bureaucrat. We're going to be talking about a lot of things in the close. We've got only, gosh, a half hour. So you can call me at 702-546-4790, 702-546-4790, and someone is on hold by the name of Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's on your mind?
I've called a couple times to the show. I talked to Wayne about the first week he was on, and we were talking about the word progressive, how people really don't know what progressive means, and I've done a study for 6 months. Talked to over 1,000 people, and I give you the percentage. Only 15% of the people know what progressive really means. According to what the word really means is communism, that almost 95% of the people know what it means. So really, we're hurting the movement by using that touchy-feely word, progressive. These are rotten communists who are trying to take over our country, plain and simple. I've been in Vietnam, been in the military for a long time. I've done a lot for this country, and I fought against communism my whole life. And it's here, and it's here to stay. And if you don't call it what it is, if you don't, like they say, name your enemy what they really are, you're never going to get ahead. And okay. Donald Trump has to stop playing around and get to the real things. What's he going to do, when, where, and how? So, thank you.
Well, Anthony, first of all, thank you for your service and your continued fight against the commies. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's just like when the Democrats scream, this is what democracy looks like. And if you remember, they were screaming, this is what democracy looks like as Libya is on fire, as Egypt was being overthrown. They were calling the uprising, the Arab Spring. They were calling the Arab Spring. Yeah, this is what democracy looks like. Well, guess what democracy looks like? Democracy looks like Libya. And Libya right now, do you know, folks, everyone's been so busy talking about nothing, which happens to be a con. Now, by nothing, I'm not saying that the Khan family does not deserve the utmost respect as a Gold Star family should. And Captain Khan, who lost his life over in Iraq, should and has been recognized and honored. But because we know that the mainstream media works in tandem and colludes and is the propaganda arm of the left, of the Democrat National Committee, and this was proven through WikiLeaks. You know, I'm not just pulling this out of nowhere. This isn't my bias talking here. We've got the emails. We've got the communications. We know that Ken Vogel of Politico conspired with the DNC and allowed them to read his articles before they were published. Okay, so all of this is out there. This is the truth. This is why I said The truth will be the revolution. To take our country back from these commie you-know-whats and restore law and order and restore our borders. We need borders. I don't care if it comes in the form of a wall. I don't care if Trump's name is on it emblazoned in gold. I don't care if his Air Force One is over it, dropping drones out of it in order to keep us safe and secure. We need a border. So in order to reverse this type of communist-style tactics, and look, you don't sit in a black liberation theology church for 20 years unless you're a Marxist. If you know one thing about black liberation theology, know that its roots is Marxism. So, like I said, you know, I didn't grow up in college in the Midwest outside of Chicago, and I didn't seek out the radicals and the communists and the structural feminists like Barack Obama did at Occidental. You can read that in Dreams of His Father. I didn't, like Hillary Clinton, seek out Saul Alinsky, a communist community organizer, and become pen pals with him and then become his protege and then write my thesis on how great communism was. But, oh, wouldn't it be great if he just had more money? I mean, this is who these people are, folks. If anybody goes to ReaganBaby.com, you will find the truth there, because you aren't going to find it in the mainstream media. So, Anthony, you're absolutely right. I appreciate your call. And let's get back to the con artists, the conservatives, and the con job that has been pulled on the American people. And I'm talking all American people, including Democrats. We know for a fact the DNC rigged the election. They literally committed voter fraud against Bernie Sanders supporters, as well as Republicans, because Katie Grimes proved in California that when they went to the electronic voting machines, people that have been voting Republican for 25 years showed up at their polls, said, "I'd like to, you know, vote in the primary. Sorry, you're a registered Democrat." What? Or, "I'm an independent. Can I vote?" "Nope, you're a registered Democrat." And all of a sudden, people were just losing their independent and Republican registrations, and they were becoming Democrats, or they were just completely wiped from the registration rolls altogether. So these cons, these liars, these fraudsters, rigged the election, rigged the primary, disenfranchised millions of Sanders supporters, and the Sanders supporters are ticked off. And so you look at these polls, and you see the Hillary Clinton, you know, she can't even fill a freaking church with supporters. Well, it would probably get hit by lightning. That's why they're probably afraid to walk into it, right? But you tell me how a Democrat party who rigged an election is going to win. They can't. The only way they're going to win is by rigging the national election. And before we close, and we're going to be off the air here in about a half an hour, I'm going to play a clip of a computer programmer who was actually approached by a politician asking him to rig the software in the Ohio elections through the electronic voting machines so the election would be swayed. And it only had, folks, it only has to be swayed by 1%, sometimes 2%. I mean, we're not talking big numbers here. So stick around, because I'll be talking about that. And then after that, what you're going to find on ReaganBabyNet.com next week is Katie and I have been putting together a lot of information about this election rigging. And we've been finding a lot about it that you're going to want to know. But we're up against a hard break, and we've got two callers. Do I have any time to take one now or no? No? Okay, no. Oh, sorry. So those callers on hold. We'll be right back after this break. This is Megan Barth at 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. Be right back. Baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
is always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hi, everyone. Wade Allyn for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now, actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world. But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS, and most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited or people who just didn't file on time or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. Went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis. Interviewed 20 firms, by the way. Picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as an underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sceltaxlaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sceltaxlaw.com.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling, simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGOLD. Again, that's VRAletter.com. Discount code VRA Gold.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. So you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare. Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This chair, same time, same place. He'll also be filling in for Sam Sorbo all next week, Monday through Friday at 6:15 in the morning, 9:15 in the morning on the East Coast. But Tuesday, oh, and also on Monday morning, I wanted to repeat this. He's going to be on Fox and Friends, and you might want to set your DVR. He's going to be on at 3:15 in the morning. So unless you're up partying in Vegas, which we're known to do here, you can flip it on 3:15 in the morning or DVR it. That's 6:15 in the morning, Monday. And then on Tuesday, when does this guy sleep? Does he sleep hanging upside down? talking to my producer, Jason, thank you. But on Tuesday, he has a big interview with Donald Trump, and that's on Sam Sorbo show at 6:15 in the morning. And it's samsorbo.com, S-A-M-S-O-R-B-O. But we got two callers on hold. You got it? Charlie on line one. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Megan.
Charlie.
You're doing a wonderful job, Megan.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Second stringer, you're doing a great job. I had the opportunity of meeting you at one of the Republican rallies. I was the tall fellow that sold the Hillary for prison t-shirts.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you. Okay, thank you so much for giving me one of those tank tops, by the way. I did a selfie and put it on my Facebook wall, I think. And that thing got like hundreds of likes. I mean, it was just, I should have put your website. I wish I had you. Do you have a website where you sell these shirts?
Well,
I mean, everybody loved it.
Kevin Walk, you work with Kevin. Kevin's my shirts on Kevin's webpage for the radio station.
Oh, on the 790 Talk Now or no?
Yeah, 790 Talk Now.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
He's promoting the shirts.
Oh, great. They're awesome. Guys, folks, go to 790 Talk Now or 790talk.com, is it?
Talknow.com.
Yeah, and you got Hillary for Prison. I absolutely love that shirt, and I got so many compliments on it.
Beautiful. I really appreciate the compliment myself, you know. And another thing I wanted to bring up, one of the reasons I called was this Bloomberg thing about, you know, when you had your guest on. And he's trying to put these I guess you call it petitions or whatever you call it, to try to abolish our Second Amendment rights to the Constitution. I mean, what does he think he can do to remove guns from the hands of solid citizens in this country? I understand this guy's thinking.
Well, they're going to do as much as they think they can get away with. You know, these omnipotent Marxists, I call Bloomberg the Marxist midget out of New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they just, well, look at California, and this is what I've said, Charlie, and this is why I had Katie on the phone. You know, progressivism, this communism, is incrementally chipping away at our inalienable rights because they need to centralize the power, and they need to make sure that the government is going to tell you what kind of gun you can carry, who you can give your gun to, what type of light bulb you need to put in your house, what type of toilet, what type of school. I mean, literally, you cannot, like I said, we had in Orange County alone just a spike in permits that you pull, right? 500% spike. It went from 2,000 to 12,000. I think that's about 500%. And they tell us, oh, it's for the children. It never goes for the children, right? It goes to...
It's always a lie.
Right, it's always a lie.
The only way they can get over is a lie to the public.
That's right. And that's why I said, Charlie, that truth will be our revolution. It's the only thing that's going to save this country is the truth. And when you're up against these liars, these crafty, elaborate liars... The truth is the biggest thing they fear. And that is why Hillary Clinton won't go in front of the press. That is why they hate Donald Trump. They not only hate Donald Trump because he's a capitalist, because they want to tear down capitalism. That's what Alinsky wanted to do. So they hate him for the fact that he's trying to protect the capitalist system. But they also hate him because he knows who they are and he wants to speak the truth. And that is their... Like that is their garlic to a vampire.
Yes, you know, and Donald Trump's going to drive that wooden stake right through these liberals. And you know something, they're so afraid of him. They know if he gets in, and I sure pray to God that he does get in, there's going to be a lot of Democrats with Target on them, and a lot of them will have their heads rolling.
And I hope he does something that Bush GW didn't do. I hope he fires every single Clinton employee. I hope he fires every single Obama appointee. And I hope he cleans out the government from all of the Marxist filth.
That's what they're going to say. He's going to call taking out the trash.
Exactly. Time to take out the trash, Charlie. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. We got Tony on line two. Thanks for holding, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Megan. Doing a good job.
Thank you.
Second time you've done this, I take it.
Third.
Third on Wayne's show?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Just a quick comment. I know that Trump has done this before, but when he's talking, assemble a list of all of Hillary's lies, misinformation, corruption, the whole bit. Now, he's done this like in bits and pieces, but he needs to, you know, have a list. It's probably thousands of things that she's done. But, you know, at priority, the worst thing that she's done, and just hammer it. That's my suggestion. Anyway, what do you think?
I think it's a great suggestion. What do you think is the one thing he should hammer home, in your opinion?
Well, I've mentioned this before. When she was in the White House with Bill, she was in charge, supposedly, of the health care and revamping the whole thing. It is so out of control, and I was telling this to Wayne the other day. I had an MRI a few weeks ago. It cost $15,000, just an MRI.
Unbelievable.
And it wasn't any special, thing. It was just an MRI.
An MRI that might,
$15,000.
$15,000 for an MRI. And, here's what the progressives will say. Well, healthcare is so expensive. Well, yeah, when you put government in charge of it, it gets real expensive. When you put government between the doctor and the patient, and then you have paperwork upon paperwork upon paperwork to fill out for one test, it gets expensive. And if you go I was reading about this story, Tony, and I really thank you for your call. If you look over at a healthcare center that's privately owned, I believe it's in Kansas or Oklahoma. And I don't have the story in front of me because I didn't know we'd be talking about this, but it was started by a group of doctors, and they provide, and they actually work at the hospital. So they work at the hospital, and then on their time off or whenever that is, or they must have like a switching rotation of doctors, they go to their own private medical clinic that's like an outpatient clinic that provides most what your primary care type of doctors would provide. But they also provide a lot of screening, and they provide MRIs and that type of technology. So it's a really nice, privately owned, doctor-run healthcare center. And their costs are like a 500th of what? So your MRI, put it in perspective for you, Tony, your MRI that costs $15,000 would probably cost with these guys a couple grand. And that's the ingenuity, that is the brilliance of the private market. That's what happens when government does not mandate you into excessive regulations which increase costs. And you're still getting the same care because it's the same doctors from the hospital. They just decided to open up their own clinic because they're, quite frankly, they were tired of the paperwork. Okay, doctors.
There's so many layers between the patient and the doctor, and then on top of that, the doctor that needed my MRI, it never got to him because somebody dropped the ball, and I'm caught in the middle, and they're talking about codes and prior authorization. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
That's right.
And meanwhile, my doctor's upset because he didn't get the MRI. It's just so convoluted and so out of control. I don't understand how anybody can afford it. I mean, I just. The deductibles.
Up
to $15,000 alone.
Right. Yeah. Healthcare costs have skyrocketed by the tune of 400% for some families. We're coming up against a hard break. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, we're coming up against a hard break, so I gotta run, but I'm going to be right back. We got 15 more minutes of this fun. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Swiss America. Another great day today. I know I sound like a broken record. Gold did fantastic again today. You should be in gold. You should be in silver. Big time. I mean, this is just incredible how well gold is doing and how well silver is doing as well. But Swiss America is about more than just gold. Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. In the book, The Great Withdrawal, you'll discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. So call Swiss America and get it free. It's Craig Smith, who literally founded Swiss America 30 years ago, turned it into one of the world's biggest precious metals companies. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, to request your free copy. Time's running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Get The Great Withdrawal free. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allen Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
Most investors are like sheep. They buy the same things, stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar. Like sheep, though, they usually get sheared. But only the super wealthy know about rare color diamonds. Rare color diamonds are the world's most unique hard asset. These are not the kind of diamonds you buy in a jewelry store. Those aren't rare. That's why the average American loses money almost every time they buy a diamond. But rare color diamonds have an amazing track record. According to Sotheby's, rare color diamonds have appreciated about 10 to 15% per year since record-keeping began. Began in the mid-1970s. That's five decades. That's why rich people get richer. It's time for you to do what the rich do. Now, for the first time, thediamondmarket.com has made it possible for everyone to buy rare color diamonds. Now, average Americans can do exactly what the wealthy do. Get your free special report plus a $1,000 off certificate. Check it out. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Call now, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or the Diamond Market.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
And you're back with Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root. 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. We've got a caller by the name of Tony. We got another Tony. We got Tony Bookends waiting on hold. Tony, you're on with Megan Barth. How are you?
Hi,
Hi, Megan. Being I live a town or two over from Irvine, I had no idea there was 80. I mean, you're like positive there's 80 moths in Irvine?
That's what I had an exploratory committee that was working for me, and that was the report they gave back to me.
Yeah, because, you know, just in there where I live, I know, you know, you look for the whatever the thing is on top of the roof, and you usually tell it's a mosque. I mean, I know there's like one in Mission Viejo. But anyway, that's really astonishing if it's anywhere even close to that. But, Megan, what I'm thinking is with our leftist socialists taking away all our rights unlawfully, they get to sick the brown shirts, who are the Muslims, on us, and we're getting hit on two fronts from our government. And it seemed like it's being done on purpose to really suppress not only our freedom, but suppress our vote and whatever else that they think they need to take away from us.
You're absolutely right, Tony. And that is the political strategy. They need to create diversions. They need to create victims. They need to do everything instead of speak the truth. They need to create distractions in order to throw us off our game. Well, unfortunately for them, Wayne's on his game, I'm on my game, you're on your game, JD's on his game, and Trump is on his game. And this is the institutional left. Let's not forget who we're dealing with here. The Democrats are in a pickle right now, aren't they? They want to be the champions of the victims of the LGBT movement, but at the same time, they want to be champions of Islam. Well, the LGBT...
It doesn't really correlate.
Yeah, so I want to know if any of the 220 mosques that are in California, with what I was told, 80 in Irvine, and I could be wrong, but I know that there's a lot, and they don't always have to have the little thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You can have a mosque in your apartment like they did in San Bernardino, okay, where people were coming in and out at all hours of the night, quite frankly. So the point is that do any of the 220 mosques in California have transgender bathrooms?
No,
I'm sure
they don't.
It doesn't
correlate. You're making a great point, Megan.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your call, Tony. I really appreciate it. We've got two more callers on the line, and I'm going to try to get through all you guys because I don't want to talk about Iran. Caller Jeff on line one.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Jeff.
First of all, the show has a great energy tonight, so you're doing an awesome, awesome job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Real quick, I wish I had more time, but one thing I've been noticing is I see a lot of videos and pictures of these massive crowds Trump is bringing in. And Hillary, with all her 600 peeps, can't barely find a few hundred to cram into a small space. So I'm just really wondering what your take is, and I think it fits in with this whole media / election rigging thing, is how is it that these poll numbers are showing Trump getting his butt kicked? Because I'm not sure that's really the case. I'd love to see their internals.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And look, did he take a little bit of a beating in the polls during the controversy? You know, that should have never been one.
Yeah, there's more to that.
Yeah, exactly. We know now. We know that Kasir Khan was not only a Gold Star father, but oh, guess what? He's an immigration.
He was a gold-weighted donor to the foundation and
that's
the party.
Right. Well, yeah. Ties with the Clinton Foundation. His daytime job, when he wasn't raking Donald Trump over the coals as a political activist for Hillary Clinton, his daytime job was an immigration lawyer, by where he was using the visa system, specifically E-2 and E-5 visas, which are currently under scrutiny, under congressional scrutiny, because of the fraud and corruption that exists within the visa system. But he was a lawyer that was using this system and monopolizing on it. And we believe, because this has been done before and it's been proven, that wealthy Middle Eastern families to the tune of $500,000 can come over here and buy citizenship. And that's why this E-2 and E-5. So when Khan gets up there and speaks as a political activist. He has become a mouthpiece of the Hillary campaign, and he should be scrutinized if he is popping off lies about the immigration policy of Donald Trump. And one more thing, Jeff.
Trump honored him.
He did. Absolutely, he did. He honored Captain Khan, and he honored the father and the mother, and then he defended himself like he should when someone's lying about him and his policies. And don't you find it weird, Jeff, that Mr. Khan wasn't speaking out against the Islamic terrorists that killed his son?
Wasn't even speaking about his son at least half his little speech there.
And nor was he speaking out against Hillary Clinton, obviously, and she's the one that supported the war and the theater in which his son lost his life. Instead, Mr. Khan decided to have a platform and use it against Donald Trump's immigration policy. Well, again, geez, I wonder why. He's an immigration lawyer and he has ties. The man had the audacity to hold up the Constitution and wave it next to his hijab-clad wife. When we know for a fact that Mr. Khan wrote about, supports, and is an advocate for Sharia law, and said today on the news that he believes that Donald Trump is screwing up or in trouble because of the will of Allah.
Well,
that's the Khan.
He'd be right at home in California.
That's
he?
Right. He's got 220 places to go. Just don't look for a transgender bathroom. I appreciate your call, Jeff. Nick, you are up next. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a great idea for a Hillary Clinton commercial.
Yay!
It's kind of a take on that stupid, outrageous commercial that they show with the children watching TV.
Yeah.
It would start out with the children watching TV, and then we show Linda Tripp and saying, "Oh, well, we've got this dress," and then we're having the little girl back to the child watching TV saying, "Mom, what's wrong with the dress?" And then the mom reaches over. She's wearing a hijab. She takes the book away from the child and says, "You can't read this." And then we have a blurb that comes across that says Hillary takes money for her foundation from countries that support Sharia law. And then we cut to Willie talking how upset she was about her affronts that she had to endure from Bill Clinton. And then we come back with Hillary again saying, "Oh, all women who are raped should be believed." And then the tagline at the end says, "Hillary is for women." And then a big giant really across the screen. What do you think?
I love it. You know, we need some of this creativity. You know, the one thing that I will say is between watching the Democrat National Convention, I mean, I did want to stab my eyes out with a fork, and then watching, watching the Republican National Convention, which equally there were times that I wanted to stab my eyes out. But, you know, the Democrats can put on a show. You know what I mean? They can make this huge production to make the lies look like the truth and that filth to look like flowers. And that's what they do. Like I said, they change the definition of words to make it fit what they want. They change the definition of progressive from communist and say we just need more progress. And basically what that means is we haven't had under a progressive administration of the last 7.5 years. Our economy is as good as it was in 1949.
Wow.
Now, according to the progressives, that's progress, but we just need to do more. So what, are we going to send us back to 1921? Maybe 1884? Yep. I mean,
that's why I call them regressive. And they're scared to death of Hillary Clinton right now.
Well, as we all are, as anybody with a common sense and a brain. Those that would elevate a liar, that's what I can't understand. People are willing to be lied to. She's a proven liar. And yet you have people lining up saying, well, we're just too afraid of Donald Trump. And this is some people on the right.
I don't know why, though. Donald Trump just, you know, he just says it like it is.
I know.
And
but
there has like to that. Be. But you're right. People do like to be lied to.
It's kind of like the beaten wife syndrome, right? But I appreciate your call. I really do. And we have got 2 minutes, maybe. We've got 1 minute. See how much time? Oh, my gosh. There's the music. And we're done, aren't we? Oh, my gosh. Well, I had such a blast again today. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. You can find me on my website, on my Facebook page. I know you got one, ReaganBaby. And on Twitter, you can tweet me at Reagan_baby. Wayne will be back in this seat next week. And I thank you for your calls. I thank you for listening in. And truth is going to be our revolution.